And good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence Show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM and Free FM 89.0 going throughout the Waikato. And you can also pick up this one, stream it off the RaglanRadio.com website live, or you can pick it up on plenty and plenty of podcasting things like Spotify and Apple Podcasts, things like that. And this week on the show, pretty soon we're going to go through, well, a bit later in the show, actually, we're going to go and have a look at some primary sector headlines, have a look at the weather, things like beautiful day out there today, isn't it, folks? But windy up in the hills where I came from, but yeah, nice and still downtown, and I'd encourage everyone to go out and at least take 5 minutes sitting in the sunshine today. But anyway, yes, but we are going to be interviewing station manager Aaron Moore here today about community radio coming up to the 29th year of Raglan Community Radio's existence. The oldest, no, the longest running independent community radio station in the country, I hear saying. So, yeah, we're going to have a little talk about that soon. But while we get ourselves organised, here goes War with Lowrider. A nice, nice one to get your afternoon going.
My name is Charles William Miller, Carlos Guillermo Millar. I was born in the United States, in a city called Olathe, Kansas. Who beat instruments, flute, clarinet. You know, keyboards, I don't say I play them, but I do play them. Guitars, musical instruments.
That was War there with Lowrider, and a song, interestingly to me, that station manager and regular morning show host Aaron Moore has never heard before.
That is correct. Yes.
How'd you miss that one out, Aaron, I wonder?
Well, I'm not here to play music. I do play music. I'm here to do interviews, so
yes.
I'm not. I've been slightly over the top with that, but most of the DJs turn up because they're really enthusiastic about music. It's not why I turned up at the station.
No. What did you turn up at? How long have you been here, Aaron, anyways?
20 years.
20 long years.
And yes, my oldest daughter's just turned 21, and it was just before her first birthday when I started, believe it or not. I feel, it's sobering, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And I did hear, I was listening to DJ Benny L's show the other day, and he was saying, I think next week or something, it was like 10 years since he's been doing a show. Is that sound about right?
Off and on. Yeah, because he was the first, when I became the station manager. And bear in mind, if you're listening on Free FM, I'm not the station manager of that station. That's Phil's job. But yeah, he was the first DJ who turned up after I started being the manager here in Raglan.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was quite excited because he was a younger generation at that point.
Yes.
In time.
How cool is that? I mean, still doing a show from New York City here.
Yeah, well, that's the skills. We learned some tricks over COVID. Had to get all the DJs operating from their houses, except because I was the only one who was allowed in the town hall at that time.
Yes.
In fact, I wasn't even allowed in the whole town hall. They barricaded me from the rest of the town hall, even though no one was using it.
Well, you couldn't even go out into the toilets in that area, Aaron.
I could use the toilets.
You could use the toilets.
Yeah, it's all right. It's got to be sanitary.
Okay. All right. And this station's been going, 29 years, did you say now?
Yeah, in November, the 5th of November, it'll be our 29th anniversary.
Longest-running independent community radio station in the country, Aaron.
Yeah, for people on Free FM, Free FM is an access station,
okay.
So they get some government funding. We don't get any government funding.
Right.
And so we kind of made it up as we went along out here, basically.
Yeah.
But yeah, we started in 94. I know Big River FM in Dargaville, I think they were claiming that they were the longest-running one, but they started in 96.
Huh.
So I should ring them up one morning and boast to them or something.
Yes.
Maybe that's a bad idea.
Oh, maybe you should. do you feel like there's much of a camaraderie between community radio stations, do you feel like?
Well, no, because we don't know anyone else except Free FM and Hamilton. And that's only because Drew Chambers, who used to be the chairperson out here 20 years ago when I arrived, he got a job with Free FM soon after.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I got to know Phil Gray, who's the manager at Free FM, and he's been really supportive of us out here. A good ear for me, and good ideas.
Yeah, I've met him a couple of times. He's been great, and he does a couple of excellent shows too. The 60s Garage Punk Show, and
Retrospect 60s Garage Rock.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah, does that one, and then he just started another one too. What is that one? The
Afrobeat and stuff.
Yeah.
I can't remember the full name.
Yeah.
Sorry, Phil.
Two great shows. Phil, well done. Yeah. I thought, we'd talk about, because we were up at a podcasting hui a few weeks ago now, Aaron.
We were, yes.
And I found it really interesting. How did you find it?
Yeah, it was interesting. I was mostly there just to get a feel for the scene, is there a New Zealand podcasting scene? There's people doing all sorts of completely random stuff. I talked to a lady who was doing something for a friend of hers who lives in Japan, and I can't remember what industry it was to do with. But it was not podcasting in the sense that we think of it, but people are using it for all sorts of different stuff.
Yeah, well, I found it really interesting. Again, Free FM, they had a Brazilian lady who's just interviewing naturalized New Zealand Brazilians, if that makes any sense, over here, and just talking about their experiences and Aotearoa and things like that. And also, was it osteoporosis or no? What was that that lady who...
I can't remember what the illness was. There was an illness, and there's a lot of... It's one of those things where you spend your life working out how to cope with it, I think. And she started a podcast during...
Cystic fibrosis, maybe?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And she started a podcast during lockdown, and it quickly became popular to a lot of people around the world because people really need a lot of support for things like that.
Yeah.
And it's a chance to pull ideas and get a bit of mutual support going on.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, no, I found it really interesting. And like you say, the breadth and scope of, what people are actually doing in the podcasting space is really interesting, I found. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, you know, right up to, you know, the big dogs and RNZ and stuff and things like that, right? They're, you know, but they've got, of course, lawyers and, you know, sound engineers and mixers and you know,
the
whole shebang.
Their world is so foreign to what we do here. Like, I'm the employee. We contract a little bit of work out, but yeah. I mean, even Free FM has like 8 staff, part time. Some
do
of them.
They say?
They have, okay. Yeah, 8. Some of them part time, but yeah, Radio New Zealand and stuff. They've got hundreds. I don't know. Maybe they don't have hundreds at Radio New Zealand, but yeah. In fact, I don't know. But it's a completely different beast.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't. Yeah. I'd be completely lost.
Yeah,
working at a place like that.
Yeah. No, it's interesting, and
or places like that.
Yeah. The way it goes, it's kind of like it's so kind of. Yeah, different scale to what we're doing here, but I guess...
Well, also a different imperative, like a different thing driving it. Like they, especially staff, they have to make money.
Yeah.
And RNZ, even though sometimes people think they're a little bit the government owned and all that, they operate like, they do their news like a commercial news outfit. So it's that thing of appealing to listeners. Whereas, I don't want to say this the wrong way, I don't want to say we don't appeal to listeners, we don't try to appeal to listeners here at Raglan Community Radio, but our priority is different. Our priority is to serve the community, and if that means doing something where less people are listening, but they're getting something that we think the community needs, then we go for that rather than something that a lot of people will listen to but isn't necessarily beneficial.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a luxury in some ways.
Who for station like
for us. It's a luxury. Yeah. It's a luxury not to have to put everything through the filter of will this get ears and eyeballs and you know and will it get advertisers? Yeah.
Mm.
Although we do have advertisers, and we're very
thankful
pleased,
for all
very
our advertisers.
Pleased to have them.
Yes,
yeah.
Yep.
But we're not 100% reliant.
No. And of course, you're the bloke being the only employee to go get the grants and things like that, Aaron, to keep the station afloat.
Yeah, I have to do pretty much everything,
yeah.
Which when I keep it, but I don't. There's a lot of things I just don't do. Like there's 8 people at Free FM doing stuff. They do a whole lot of things I don't do.
Yeah,
I just do the absolute bare minimum to keep us going,
keep the station alive. Yeah, yeah. And you do a good job, Aaron. Congratulations on that.
It was very kind of you.
Yeah, no worries. and you know. Serving the community, I mean, just recently, right? There's been three, four new DJs come on in the last sort of couple of months.
Four DJs in the last month, and another one I'm talking to on email, but I don't quite know where that one's going yet.
Very exciting, Aaron. So that'll take it up to nearly 35 DJs.
Yeah, something like that.
Right on.
It's always in a state of flux. There's always people coming and going, and people you're not sure if they're still DJing or not.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't chase them up too hard, Aaron. Too much pressure.
No, it's not like. Like, this is a community of 6,000 people, or maybe 7 now that we've had the census, we'll find out. But there's not enough to cause queues out the door of people wanting to do a radio show or a podcast.
Mm.
Like, it's actually pretty amazing that we have, like, we're actually doing really well. We've got about 35 people, like you say, which is more than some of the other access stations have around the country. Not Free FM, they got heaps, but yeah. Yeah, so we're getting as many people as we can, but there's still gaps. There's still space for more to come if they want.
Yes, and I guess I wanted to get you on here today, Aaron, to just pose an invitation to anybody who may or may not be listening, or if you know anybody who may sort of want to come in and do a show on the station or a podcast or whatever. It's pretty easy, isn't it, Aaron?
Yeah, it is. It is. I think people are surprised at how easy it was. We used to have a DJ called Daphne Pico, and she's not in Raglan anymore, but she's not at the radio station anymore. But she said when she started, her whānau were like, oh, how did you get to be a DJ at a radio station? They were like really all wide-eyed, and she's like, oh, I just went and asked. And that is literally all it takes. You just need to ask, and we show you how to do the job, and you get to – this is really key. You get to create your own show. We're not sitting here with a playlist. We're not telling you to read anything. You just have to do some basic things like get the ads to play and on the hour and obey the broadcasting laws. That's it. You create your own
show. Little sweary words and things like that before, 8:30 or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, that's a bit of a... Yeah, it's a thing. It's a thing that we have to deal with. But if you want to do a podcast, it doesn't matter.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And so the invitation is also there. If you don't want to actually go on air, you can still come in to the studio, use the studio equipment, and there's, I mean, it's top quality in here, folks. I mean, there's a big flash mixing desk and, you know, lots of stuff, and it all works perfectly.
Actually, it's
all
right. It's all right. I shouldn't laugh that much. We're just very, we don't look like other radio stations if you've ever been in here. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, so if you want to do a podcast and actually not go to air, you're quite happy to facilitate
you
that.
You might as well go to air. But yeah, if there's people want to purely focus on doing podcasting, because we also have, again, thanks to our connection with Free FM and the Access Radio Network, or Community Broadcast, I don't know what they call themselves now, Community Broadcasters Association, something like that. We've got a website with and a podcasting platform.
Right.
So you don't have to, like, you just upload it to our website, our podcasting platform, and then it gets sent out to other places like Spotify. Depending on music copyright issues and things like that, that is complicated. But if you want to do an interview show, it's actually pretty easy. It's all laid on here.
How many access stations are there around the country, do you know?
Maybe 10.
Okay.
Approximately.
In like cities mostly kind of thing.
Yeah, you have to have a minimum population of 50,000 people.
Right.
So we're a little way off that here on the coast.
At the moment.
Yeah, well, you've been the one out collecting census data. How many more people do you think we've got?
Oh, man, I don't think 50,000, Aaron. I don't think so.
Not yet.
Yeah. Well, we're going to fill out the forms and return them anyways. okay. Well, that's interesting, man. I mean, like, because I found the podcasting thing probably one of the most kind of, ho-hum things for me was it's only 50% content and 50% promotion or something, wasn't it?
Oh, so this is the advice, yeah. So if you do a radio show, you come in and you do your show and off you go.
Yeah.
That's it. But we don't live in those times anymore. Yeah. You need to podcast your show if you want people to listen. Well, a certain amount of people will be listening, but people are everywhere now. Some people listen to live radio, some to podcast. Some are on YouTube. Some, you know, they're everywhere. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah.
Is that all?
No, there's heaps more than that. I mean,
Snapchat.
So anyway,
my point is you've got to do a little, you've got to work a little bit harder to get your show out there and get it distributed. So that's what someone was saying at the podcasting summit. Mm. And I don't remember who it was, but it's 50% production, 50%. What was the word? I just used it.
Promotion? Distribution.
Distribution.
Yeah.
And that's where things are now. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. A lot of people listen to podcasts now, don't they, Aaron? You know, it's a thing a lot of people seem to do.
Yeah. 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 All the stats show this. Yeah.
Yeah. It was James who does Pod News, right? The last speaker of the day, he came on, and what was this thing? Like, people who listen to live radio is actually less than people who, the number percentage-wise, is lower than people who actually listen to replay radio. And right at the top of that list was like podcasts.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
We'll call it radio on demand. I'm surprised that people are listening to my show as a podcast, because I thought they would just listen to the interviews, but we put the show up as well.
Yeah.
But actually quite a few people are listening to that as well. And Maki, who's the other sort of staff member here, said she just called it radio on demand.
Right on.
They want to listen to the morning show, but maybe they don't want to listen in the morning. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe they listen on their car when they're going somewhere or
over the divvy or something. Yeah.
You can listen to us on the other side of the divvy if you do it that way. That is true.
Yeah. And you do a great job too, Maki. Thanks for that. Especially with your work you've been doing on the Facebook page for the show, which I need to sort of update a little soon.
We've spent 2 years twisting Craig's arm to get on Facebook and
on there, folks.
And get a Facebook page for a social media presence for the show, because it's worth it, because your show can go, it's not just a Raglan one, you know, all the issues you talk about are certainly nationwide, probably a lot of them worldwide. So
intergalactic. Intergalactic.
Perhaps. It's definitely worth getting what you're doing out there. Like, my show is totally focused on Raglan, and there's no need to go looking for people around the country. But what you're doing definitely has got a wider potential audience.
And that's the beauty about doing a podcast or a radio show, whatever you want to do, is like you can do it on virtually anything you like, right? Whether it be, I don't know, let's say, for example, local Māori issues, something like that. You know, you can come on and do a show like that, can't you, Aaron? Or anything. Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's the thing that's, there's kind of this weird thing happening between podcasting and a radio show. Your radio show tends to be, you go for like a wide spread of things that you talk about, whereas in podcasting you aim for a real niche.
Ah, yes, that's so, another thing I was saying.
Unless you're Joe Rogan and you're like the first one there, and you've got a big audience like that.
Mm-hmm.
But people could do. And in fact, the thing with community radio, of course, as I said before, you can do whatever you want to do, whatever issue is bugging you, or whatever music you love, just get in and do it.
And like I say, it's just wandering here, and you hear most mornings, money, Aaron, apart from Thursday mornings.
Oh, if people want to pop in and see me. Yeah. My show finishes at 10, and we're in the town hall on the main street of Raglan, and just certainly pop in and say hello.
Yep. Looking out over the street there, and at Raglan Community Radio HQ here, beautiful, looking out over the beautiful Bow Street out there.
You say HQ like it's a... Like it's a big place. It's just a room.
I mean,
we don't want to overstate. It's overstate like
a station,
things.
An office, a meeting room, all in one. Yeah.
If there's more than one person in here, it's a meeting.
All right. And so I guess I just want to talk about basically the potential for anyone if they want to come in and join the station.
Yeah. Well, you don't. I mean, so there's a cost, but it's very little. You pay 20. So, of course, we're an incorporated society, and there's rules, legalities around that. Everyone has to be a member of that. So, there's a yearly membership fee. The first year it's $25. Every year after that, it's $10, and that's it. You get access to all our gear, and you get a key to the studio, and you can do your show. You can create a podcast, all that stuff.
And expert tuition from morning show host and station manager Aaron Moore along the way.
I wouldn't call me an expert. I don't have like I said, we've made things up as we went along here in Raglan Community Radio, so I don't have any qualifications in broadcasting, but I do know how this gear works.
Yes.
And I can show people.
And you know how to broadcast, Aaron?
You just put the fader up and talking to the mic. And you're away.
Yeah. Man, you must have... I don't know, introduced what? How many people to the to do a show now? Would you think, like, show people how to do it?
I don't know. I'm trying to say 100,
100,
maybe.
So you should write the stuff down, Aaron. So
well, they've all got signed forms and things when they join up, so I could go and count them, but
not that kind of organising that way.
Yeah. No, not at all. There's far more immediate things that I have to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I mean about, like, I don't do... There's 8 people at Free FM and there's just me here.
Yeah.
And with a little bit of help from Marky, our social media and journalist person.
Yes.
So there's a whole lot of stuff I just don't do.
Mm-hmm.
And keeping track of things like that is definitely one of them. I know where the data is, but I'd have to be a really good reason for me to go looking for it.
Fair enough. And, I guess I just want to get you on to have a little talk about that here. And I mean, like, there's no barriers here, folks. You just wander in and have a chat to Aaron and get teed up, pick a slot, anyone that suits you, if it's available, and away you go. If that's what you want to do, a radio show, podcast, you just come and, I guess,
anytime. You've still got to find a slot. There's still got to be a time to be in the studio.
It's
not like Free FM. They've got, like, I think they've got two studios.
Two studios?
Maybe... A small third one, I'm not sure.
Right.
Fancy.
Yeah, pretty fancy, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. And, I guess, also 30 years next year, Aaron, right? You would have seen in your 20 years you've been here, like, a lot of changes in the media landscape. And that was talked about a lot of that podcasting, Little Hooey too. Have you sort of noticed, and what's the top of your mind, and as far as these changes go for, like, community radio?
Where are they going next? Like,
good question.
There's a lot less people listen to radio, especially the way they used to, which was listen to it all day. A lot of listening is done in the car now. Like, that's the kind of a dominant experience for people. But we still, and I think for the commercial stations, they might be at a little bit of a loss of what they're going to do to keep profitable. But that's, as I said at the start, that's not our main focus. Our focus is to serve the community. So we have to come back to that every time we're wondering where we're going for the future and how do we keep doing that service but in a different way, because people are on different platforms. So we're, even though I joke about us being in this one room here, we are also a multimedia organisation now. So we've got live radio, we've got podcasts, we write up some articles based on some of the interviews I do. We've got all sorts of stuff going out on social media, Facebook and Instagram. So, and that's an attempt to bring the locally relevant information to the community or get it to the community because there's still a role to play there. It's just a lot harder than it used to be. You just have to do more effort. You just used to just have to put up a transmitter tower and you were away.
Yep.
But now, yeah, you've got to work a little bit harder to achieve the same end. But the community still needs that stuff, we think. Yeah.
I think, the Hawke's Bay was case in point on that one, right? When it all went down, in a civil
defence emergency.
Yeah,
it was noticeable that all the cell phone towers went down, but none of the radio towers did.
Interesting, isn't it?
And that's the thing. Like, if we have a role to play in terms of civil defence, then we've got to also be visible outside of those emergencies. People have got to know we exist. So we've got to do a good job, or best job we can anyway, to make just so that people know we're here and that we're around, so that in a civil defence emergency, they know to tune in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and that's a role, especially after Cyclone Gabriel, that's a role that we're having to take more seriously than we were. We already were, but I feel like we'd need to look harder at that to make sure that we are ready when the time comes.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if the town hall does fall down, we do have an emergency transmitter, don't we, Aaron?
We've got record speed.
You know?
I don't know about record speed. We have our own personal best, but I don't know if that's any kind of speed run. Yeah.
Yeah,
but yeah, hopefully the town hall doesn't get knocked down. But it is an old building.
It isn't rather.
It's coming up to. It must be 90 years old. Coming up to 90 years old.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they're doing some earthquake work or something, haven't they?
I believe I've seen something in the budget, the council budget, for some strengthening work.
It hasn't been done yet. It's in a pipeline.
I think we would have noticed.
Yeah. Probably noise and jackhammers and stuff like that.
And I-beams and things like that.
Right, okay. And a gripe I do hear, Aaron, is that, a lot of Japanese import cars don't have the ban that extends right up to 98.1.
I was wondering where this was going. We've talked about having what's called a low-power FM broadcast, which is what Traktor broadcasts on.
Yeah.
And the guard bands at either end of the FM band, so that... And we are going to do this, but we're not rushing into it because we've got to look at our whole civil defence strategy. We could broadcast simultaneously on a 1-watt signal, so it's quite little.
One little watt.
But it would be somewhere like below 89 somewhere. Right. Yeah. That's good to do anyway because people have got that situation. But then if you look at what happened with Cyclone Gabrielle, a lot of people, their only radio, especially young ones, their only radio's in the car.
Yeah.
And if their car's a Japanese car radio, that's not much good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. So we would need to have something to do that job properly, worst case scenario, broadcast on the guard band as well, below 89.
Okay. And interesting, I heard you talking about this to me another time. Maybe explain to the listeners, Aaron, downloads the pilots and up-highs the emergency services or something like that on the band, or how does that work again?
Because the FM band is just a very small part of the radio band. You want to call it a radio band, radio wave. So, yeah, and I can't even remember what is either side, but I know that airplanes are using frequencies just one side of the FM band, which is why you can only broadcast on 1 watt. And what they call the guard band, which was just a gap. It was just a gap between FM radio and what the pilots are using.
But they said,
if you limit it to 1 watt, it's okay to be in the guard band.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, if you tried to broadcast at full power in there, then you might interfere with some planes. They might not like it.
Okay. Yes. We're getting technical here, but I mean, what's the what's our transmitter band thing? Up on
98.1.
Dreamview there.
You wonder what the frequency is, 98.1.
98.1. No,
you're also pointing in the wrong direction, Craig. It's over there.
That way.
Yeah.
How many watts?
We're allowed 100 watts.
100 watts. Shit. Well, shouldn't say that. Yes.
Yeah, that's
a lot.
Wag the finger. the big commercial stations are on thousands or hundreds of thousands, but things go at an exponential scale.
An emergency transmitter on the roof of the town hall here.
It's our backup. That's 10 watts.
That's 10 watts, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the 100 watts just goes twice as far as the 10 watts.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that the 100 watt transmitter is up high and it actually will go further because of that.
So far, in fact, Aaron, when I was doing the census driving around Mahi, you can get it pretty much into Whatawhata, right up patchy, but, you know, on the hills right up Nike kind of ways, which I know you don't know where it is, but yeah. up, right up towards Port Waikato and up north and that, you can get okay. it right up there.
When you're on the hills, yeah.
On the hills, yeah. Not so much in the valleys, but, yeah, so, yeah.
I mean, yeah, it'll go a long way.
It's a long way.
It'll go a long way in a straight line, but it's really hilly around here, so... You know, I mean, the first hill going out of Raglan, if your car stereo, your car radio is not very powerful receiver, you get scratchy sounds around that very first hill.
You kind of get it just past the quarry, or just around about the quarry on Wassachuna Road, Valley Road.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you know that.
But, you're going over the hill there.
That's going into the troll.
And we're not supposed to be able to, you're not supposed to be able to pick us up over the other side of the deviation because the edge is on 97.8. It's quite close to us. So, yeah, we're geographically limited for that reason.
Well, that's like a thing. We can't go too far that way because of the edge.
Yeah, and if we wanted to broadcast wider, they'd want to charge us more for our frequency, and we couldn't afford it.
Oh, man, right. Politics, Aaron. Politics.
Yeah. Just money, man. It's all about the money.
Right on. All right, and so what next year is going to be like the 30th anniversary? What are we going to do, Aaron?
I don't know.
Fireworks display?
I haven't. Off the roof of the town hall?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are we brainstorming live on air? Yeah. I haven't got that far ahead. I feel like we keep having anniversaries because we had our 25th and then we had our 20th before that. It feels like that's coming around quite quickly at the moment.
Time does fly, Aaron.
I think the 25th was the big one, right? That's a quarter of a century.
There's bands and things.
Yeah, Lost Tribe Aotearoa and Mighty Mighty in the town hall.
Yep.
Along with some young kids from the area school. Not that young, but yeah.
Actually, speaking of that thing, I know the Whangarei Talent Factory's come up yet again, Aaron. And I know the station's involved with that. Give us a rundown of where that's at and what time and days and where's
that?
Well,
we're open for submissions at the moment from Rangatahi, aged 13 to 18. Anyone involved with the Raglan area. And that includes... The first year we did it, the kids who lived here but went to school in Hamilton thought they couldn't enter, but they can, and they should. And the way the deal works, if you guys haven't heard of it, is that they enter, I think entry's closed on the 25th of June, then we get them together with some mentors, which are some professional musicians, young musicians, who are, you know, like they're kind of close in age, but they are working musicians. And like we're hoping to get people from Messiah, for instance, local bands who've been touring Australia with LAB and Catch a Fire.
Nice.
So, yeah, no promises yet because we haven't confirmed anything. But those are the sort of people we want to get. So bring them and spend some time with the teenagers, the rangatahi, and give them some tips, some advice. They're going to play for them, and then they've got like a week to put that those tips and advice into action, and then they've got a performance. We're going to play on the Saturday, the 8th of July, here in the Town Hall. Put on a show.
In the Town Hall, yep.
Yeah, third time we've done it, and it's always a good show. And it's always, like, people think, oh, yeah, it's, you know, the crowd's going to be nice and clap because, you know, the kids are trying hard. It's not like that. So far the first 2 years, they've all been really good, like, genuinely entertaining performers. So, yeah, and a lot of that is to do with the experience they get, you know, spending a bit of time with some professional musicians. And we give them a chance to... experience, like, you know, normally when their first gigs is at their dad's friend's barbecue, you know, and things like that. Mm-hmm. So we give them a chance to play in a town hall with a proper sound system and proper lighting rig in it and a good crowd, a couple hundred people get in.
Yeah, I mean, it was packed. I don't think I went to the first one, but I went to the last one, and it was packed out. And and like you say, everyone was just genuinely enjoying it. It wasn't just like, oh, clap, clap, clap. It was like, everyone was like, wow, this is rad, you know?
We also pay the artists a professional fee for playing as well.
Right.
We used to give, the first year we gave prize money, but everyone got stressed out.
Right.
The judges got stressed out to be fun for the performers, you know, it's supposed to be an enjoyable experience. So we took that and we just paid them a professional fee. So it's a full on professional experience for them.
Right on. All the gears now. Is it Nicky Keys who sets up all the sound and things?
He's got the gears. Yeah, the sound and lighting, he does that. But there's lots of people helping out. The crew at Sound Splash are a huge part of it.
Yeah.
They've got all the contacts in the music industry. Naomi and Brian sort all that out for us.
Right on.
And, you know, like I say, local musicians involved. And we even get a few DJs from the radio involved to help out.
Yes. Yeah. Community House as well. You're tied up with it?
Yes. Mike from the Community House. Because Mike has experience at running youth events when he used to work in Hamilton. Something called Beat Street, which I don't know what that was, but So, yeah, it's a Community House, Community Radio, and Sound Splash got together. And 2020 we did the first one.
I'm excited about it. And you just interviewed, what, the Abstract Fish Lungs the other day, and they're just doing all right, the Rockquest.
Yeah, so they
No, they're last.
We're really getting off topic here, but that's cool. Yeah. I keep talking. So they performed last year at Whangarei Talent Factory, and then this year they've kept going, and they've already had a song written for Whangarei Talent Factory, and they played it at Rockquest, and they just had a couple of weeks ago the first round of Rockquest, the Waikato region area. And then they got through to the finals, so there's 12 bands through the finals, which are in about 3 weeks' time, 2 or 3 weeks' time. And then from there, the top two get to submit to go to the National Rockquest. Doesn't mean they're in. They have to submit a video and other things perhaps as well.
Right.
Yeah, the Rockquest is a serious business. So, and they did really well. I think their description was that they got the loudest cheer from the crowd. So,
right on.
Yeah, or no, that's what said other people. What other people were saying to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's great. But we are getting off topic. Anyway, yeah. what we're going to talk about mostly anyway, I wanted to talk about just like, if you're listening, folks, and you know you yourself or you know someone who, you know, might have an interesting topic or just, you know, a bunch of tunes don't want heard on the radio or whatever, there's no great barriers, folks. It's easy just wandering here and having a talk to Aaron as you can. As you can hear, he's a pleasant bloke, aren't you, Aaron?
Yeah. I don't know how to answer a question like that.
Yeah. And podcasting as well, you know, that's another thing you can do.
You do either the studio as well. Either so. or both, because what you're doing is both.
Mm.
So, and might as well do it live. Live has a little different vibe to it that's quite good. I like it.
Yeah, all right. All right, anything else you want to add, Aaron, on this?
Well, what are you doing later on in the show? You're talking about...
what time is it now? 20... It depends if Prince Harry's coming in.
Well, you've still got time. You got quite a little while there. You started late.
I did start late.
Yes.
Yeah, that was my fault, folks. I got chatting on the street, didn't I?
It's a danger.
But you were
going to talk about men sheds and things, because you were going to follow
the
interview I did on my show this morning with Marie about the pressure on guys. That was just a topic we chose for the morning.
I thought it was very good as well.
The feeling, the pressure to provide for the family and things like that.
Yeah.
In an era when it's getting harder and harder, and it's not an individual's fault, but they feel it. They feel a sense of shame, and it's ignoring all the external factors that have changed the world from the way it was a generation ago.
Quite right, Aaron. But there is Jonas's men's group, which is active in town. I know that's going.
So that's Wednesday, every second Wednesday. Yeah, so not this, Wednesday, not today, not this one, but next Wednesday. Yeah.
So good on you, John, and everyone involved with that for keeping that one going. Well done to you. And it's a great thing, that one. And there's also a bunch of numbers, which I noticed aren't on the studio wall, the way you were looking around this morning, Aaron.
No, they are. They're behind you over there on the wall by the phone.
Those ones were texted you as well?
Oh, no, they're not on the wall, no.
We'll have to make a new list, Aaron.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll get you to do that.
I've got a bunch of those ones. I was going to do a thing on men's sheds. There's an interesting one I've picked up in Ireland. And in a rural community in Ireland, so I'll probably play a talk like that. But it depends if I'm going to do the news and weather and things like that, Aaron, and play some cool tunes and that in between. I might not have time for these things. I might have to save up the men's sheds thing for another day.
Maybe.
Another day.
Yeah.
Hopefully I've got to get myself organised, Aaron, and guessing it wasn't quite organised enough this week, Aaron. Don't tell anyone.
You had that SAG.
Had an SAG, and it's done.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks very much for coming on, Aaron. Really appreciate it. And keep up the good work. Love the morning show. And you do a good job as station manager. And it's just, it's great to hear what there's another four or five DJs coming on. It's fantastic.
Yeah, well, thanks very much.
I know you're a Bob Marley fan, aren't you, Aaron? Why is that?
Because it's good.
Perfect answer.
What sort of a question is that?
Yeah. All right. I'm going to play, I know you love Three Little Birds, but I'm not going to play that one. I'm going to play Sun Is Shining, because the sun is shining.
It's a good day. Good day.
So thanks again for coming in, Aaron. We appreciate it.
Okay.
And folks, if you want to join the good team, and there are a good bunch of people too here at Raglan Community Radio. Just
they can email too, we should say that, manager@raglanradio.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another way. Or again, find us on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instagram as well.
Yep.
What else are we on, Aaron?
No, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Instagram, Facebook, email, or you can ring the studio. Where's that one?
825-2981.
Oh, off by heart, Aaron.
Yep. God damn it. All right. So, yeah, okay. Well, all these ways you can get in touch with Aaron to, yeah, if you want to do a show or a podcast or whatever. And, yeah, it's not it's good fun, folks. Good fun hobby. And, yeah, I'll encourage anybody listening or know anybody who might want to come on and discuss whatever or play music. That's great. Is that it this time, Aaron? Yes, the thumbs are up. All right. Cool. All right. Here goes Bob Marley, Sun is Shining, because it is.
Thank you.
there we are, folks. That was Bob Marley there with Sun Is Shining. And now I'm going to play New Zealand artist Phase Days with a reasonably recent song called Overthink It. And I'll probably come back with some Primary Sector headlines after this one.
Fell off the ground, didn't want to make a sound. Yeah, someone shook out. It took you too long to figure out. Why do you stoop so low? Do you think I overthink it? Yeah, I guess it shows. Yeah, just count it out. Nothing matters, but remember every second counts. Focus on your breath and just try to clear.
Phaser Days there with her song Overthink It, reasonably recent one from her. And not going to do headlines, we're going to do weather. That's what we're going to do. And there has just been released from the Bureau of Meteorology, there's increased chances of an El Nino forming from 50% to 70%, but nothing to worry about, folks. It's just a thing. And this morning, a few patches of mist or fog were in the South Island, and there's a good chance of frost in that, and a few places around the country as well, with this beautiful clear weather pretty much the whole country is experiencing at the moment. And a southeasterly airflow lies over the North Island today, with the east coast through to northern eastern Northland. We'll see strong coastal southeasterly winds. Winds may gust a gale at times, so the dinghy around the Great Barrier today. And there's going to be more frost in the South Island especially. There may be some in the central Waikato too with this clear weather. But there's high pressure and clear skies. You know, it's going to be frosty. Temperatures likely to get down to -5 for inland areas down south at times. So, yeah, there's frost risks mostly for the South Island and a slight chance up here in the north. Excuse me. Put a son of my eyes, a little bit of a sneeze there. But yeah, so that's some of the headlines anyway. And the forecast for today is that pretty much what you see is what you get out there. Settled for the South Island, thanks to the high pressure, which just sits out kind of out of just off from Dunedin, basically. There's a bit of rain in that up north, and kind of over the East Cape and things like that, but there's not much of it there, and it's going to be settled mostly in the South Island thanks to the high pressure. It's going to be frosty inland, North Island, southeasterly airflow with showers in the east and perhaps on the Great Barrier and eastern Northland. And here in the Waikato, there's going to be a mix of sun and cloud for Northland, but down here, but there's going to be pretty sunny, like it is at the moment. Like I said earlier, it's a beautiful day out there at the moment. So, yeah, get out there and sit in the sun for at least 10 minutes today, folks, and get your vitamin D fix. But it's going to be pretty much like that for a while, yet luckily for us. So the forecast at the moment, anyway, is that it's going to be pretty much sunny like it is today for the next week, pretty easily, really. They're thinking it might get cloudier over Saturday, Sunday, Monday, but tomorrow, Friday, and next Tuesday is going to be pretty much like it is today. It's a high today of 16 degrees. And 17, 17 the next couple of days, then like 16 again for the rest of the week. And nighttime temperature is going to be 10 degrees this evening, which is actually more than I expected to be honest. Then somewhere between like 7 and 9 degrees for the rest of the week, and the winds are predominantly southwesterly the next 3 days. And then going south-southwesterly Saturday, then southerly on Sunday, then Monday south-southwesterly, and then Tuesday southerly. And next Wednesday is going to be south-southwesterly, so pretty much from south-southwesterly quarter for the rest of the week. Humidity today is somewhere between 63 and, what did I say there? Yeah, around about 63%. 63-64%, something like that, humidity for today. And the sun rose this morning at 7:31 and will set at 6:09. And the length of visible light is 10 hours and 36 minutes. And the actual day length is 9 hours and 38 minutes. And tomorrow will be only 45 seconds shorter than it is today. So what that tells me, folks, is that the shortest day is coming up. So the days will be lengthening pretty shortly. But so, yes, only 45 seconds shorter than today, tomorrow will be. And the beautiful moon, I don't know if you've been seeing it over the last couple of nights in these beautiful clear skies. It's been up, pretty high in the sky too. And that will rise at 8:05 this evening and will set at 10:36 in the morning. And it's a waning gibbous stage at the moment, 85% illuminated. Of course, it's just been a full moon a few days ago. So, yes, that's kind of weather for you. Now I'm going to play Sneaky Feelings, Your Secret Safe With Me for you.
Now I'll go into the next room and I'll work this out somehow. A little bit of doubt crept up on me when we were kissing, so I went and checked the safe. That's when I found the jewels were missing. Still I was raised a holy kid to love my enemy, and I'm not telling what you did. Your secret safe, secret safe with me. Now don't go breaking down on me, don't say you've lost your touch. I've watched you for a long time and you worry far too much. I've seen you being out.
Sneaky Feelings there with Secret Safe with me. And a couple of quick little public service announcements are that there's a seabed mining. Should it be banned? Down at the Harbourview Hotel tonight, put on by the very good people next door at the Whangarei Environment here from 6 to 7. So that's tonight. Phil McCabe's going to be talking about seabed mining. Should it be banned? And on the Whangarei Environment Centre, of course, the Arawaha Sea Stand sitting out the front in the entranceway to the town hall like it usually does. And... They've got tons of stuff going on there. Sorry, folks. That is the next song I'm going to play, but jumped on a bit early. So a couple of little public service announcements there. And, yes, the Whangarei Hotel and Factory, like Aaron and I were talking about, is going to be the 7th of... the 7th, 8th of May, something like that. Of July, sorry, something like that. So yeah, get into that one. And now I'm going to play for you Sublime. Like you might have just heard in the background there, this song called Wrong Way.
And he's 12 years old, and tomorrow she'll be a whore. Nobody ever told her it's the wrong way. Don't be afraid with the quickness you get laid. For your family, get paid, it's the wrong way. I give her all that I have to give. I'm gonna make it hard to live. Running down to her chin, and it ruins up her makeup and never warns you. A cigarette pressed between her lips, but I'm staring at her. It's the wrong way. Strong if I can, but I am only a man, so I take her to the can. It's the wrong way. The only family that she's ever had is her 7 horny brothers and a drunk ass dad. He needed money, so he put her on the street. Everything was going fine until the day she met.
There we are. There was Sublime there with Wrong Way. And that's it for the show. Hope you enjoyed it. Not the usual sort of content we have, but it was good to have a little talk about community radio and where it's at and things like that. And with station manager and morning show host Aaron Moore. So thanks for coming on again, Aaron. And yeah, have a great week, everybody. We'll see you again next week. Ka kite.